And today's Live Music Friday guest, Lansing jazz singer Betty Baxter, here in Studio S. On Sunday, Betty will be honored at the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan's 7th Annual Jam Tribute Concert at the Old Town Marquee in Old Town Lansing. She is joined here in Studio S at WKAR by guitarist Doug Fritch. We'll talk with Betty and Doug about the music and about her career and this weekend's concert here. First, we'll hear some music. This is Betty Baxter and Doug Fritch. Meet me where they play the blues.
I've got a heart that's broken-hearted. How can I mend it? I've got a sigh and cry that started. How can I end it? If you're feeling gloomy, come running to me. Meet me where they play the blues. People have said they've seen you dance in hideaway places. People have said you find romance in others' embraces. But if your mood is dreamy and you care to see me, meet me where they play the blues. Eyes that flirt with a tear are common round here, and misery loves company, they say. So I linger till dawn while the trumpet wails on, hoping you'll happen this way. I'm getting tired of sipping wine and watching it bubble. How did our dreams get out of line and wind up in trouble? But honey, if you're learning, there's a flame still burning. Meet me where they play the blues. With a tear are common round here, and misery loves company, they say. So I linger till dawn while the trumpet wails on, hoping you'll happen this way. I'm getting tired of sipping wine and watching it bubble. How did our dreams get out of line and wind up in trouble? But honey, if you're learning, there's a flame still burning. Meet me where they play. Find me where they play. And meet me where they play the blues.
Meet me where they play the blues, Betty Baxter and Doug Fritch, live in Studio S here on WKAR's Live Music Friday. Welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting us today.
And congratulations on the honor coming up on Sunday. The Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan paying tribute to your career of almost 60 years. How does that feel? What's planned?
Well, as far as the tribute is concerned, yeah, they're going to have all kinds of wonderful guests there. Sonny Wilkinson, Betty Joplin, Ramona Collins will be singing. There'll be MSU jazz professors, Jeff Kressler on piano, Terry Newman from Schwartz Creek on bass. Jeff Hall is coming up to play saxophone. There are so many people, I can't even begin to mention them all, and I understand there will be surprise guests because they're pulling stunts on me. So,
last February, the honoree of this event was Betty Joplin, and she was a Live Music Friday guest here on Current State as well. And I understand that Betty Joplin played a role in your in your career, your early live performances.
Oh,
tell us about that.
Absolutely. I was working for the state Senate at the time, and I don't know why I got on a conversation on the telephone with Betty Joplin, who was then working for like military affairs or something. And I had heard that she sang at the garage, and she invited me to come down and sing with her. So after work one night, I took my briefcase and my little, you know, white suit or white shirt suit, whatever you look like when you're in the office. And I wandered down to the garage, and I went in there and listened to her sing. And I was sitting at the front row, and I thought, oh, my God, she's so wonderful. I would never be able to come anywhere near her. So I snuck out. And she called me at the office the next day, and she said, was that you sitting in the front row with the briefcase? And I said, you know it was. And she said, you get back in here and sing.
Oh.
And so the next time I went in, I sang, and everyone responded so wonderfully. And she encouraged me in my career. And when I made the first cassette recording, I credited her on the J card for her influence in
my life. Well done. Quite a relationship there. Doug Fritch, have you known Betty a long time?
Yeah, I've known Betty about 3-4 years now.
And you've played together all that time?
Yeah, yep.
How does it, what's it like accompanying a singer like Betty?
You have to really keep in mind what the vocals are going on. You know, you have to play a little less sometimes, pay attention to the melody.
Mm-hmm. In almost 60 years of singing, Betty, you've worked with and met too many musicians to mention, but who were a couple of the most memorable?
Fred Mitchell Jr. was the most memorable because when I met Fred was at that point that I became a jazz singer. Because before I met Fred, I was doing musical comedy and summer stock theater and that sort of thing, a little bit of James Taylor, a little bit of silly songs, comedy, as I said. And then I met Fred Mitchell, and he asked me if I liked Bill Evans, and I said, where does he play? So then I found out who Bill Evans was, and I started getting his piano music and listening to his recordings and trying to play like him on the piano. And that was the day I turned into a jazz singer, and I've never gone back.
Now, along with singing, you've also done extensive research into the work of composers from Michigan. Tell us a little bit about your Michigan Music Research Project.
I started looking for Michigan composers of popular music when I was asked to sing at the sesquicentennial ball at the Capitol. And I found that it was very difficult to get any history. I had to go to the Michigan room to find anything at all, and then went on to the Detroit Library and did extensive research there, and then more research with Benjamin Britten at the U of M. And then Jerry Mattson, who is a professor here at MSU, gave me access to all of his sheet music and let me go through it and pull out everything that was written by a Michigan composer.
And this is all with you now, or?
It's all with me, or it's in the archives at the library, the Michigan Historical Library, because I did all the research in their computers.
Well, we want to hear you perform again here. We'll leave it at that. We'll remind everybody that Betty Baxter has been our Live Music Friday guest today, along with guitarist Doug Fritch. On Sunday, she's the honoree at the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan's annual Jam Tribute Concert at Old Town Marquee on East Grand River. The show's from 2 to 5, but doors open at 1:30. The Doug Fritch Trio will be playing to open the show. Doug Fritch and Betty Baxter, play us out on Current State. Have a great weekend.
I should care. I should go around weeping. I should care. I should go without sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. It's funny how sheep can lull you to sleep.